Starting off a new year is usually a time of renewal and change. Often, folks decide to make New Year resolutions to change something, such as wanting to get more physically fit and/or eating healthier. However, many studies have found that by mid to late January, early February, gym membership sales drop and many well-intentioned changes are abandoned. Last fall, The Peak reached out to a few mental health professionals in the Kathet region about best ways to improve one's mental fitness, especially during the darker months. But what about physical fitness in 2025? Do resolutions work, or is there a better way to make long-term changes? Kathet-based fitness and nutrition coach Karina Inkster had some answers to our questions about this topic. Peak, with a new year in full swing, what are some small but effective strategies people can take to change or improve physical, mental wellness? Inkster said that among the factors we can control, four have the greatest influence on our physical health. First and most important is nutrition, added Inkster. You could take 30 minutes twice a week to prepare some nutrient-dense snacks, like veggies and hummus, homemade trail mix or energy balls. A little plant-based secret that most people don't know about is that fava bean tofu is higher in protein than almost all animal products, and it's available locally. Next in importance is strength training. For day-to-day functioning, bone density, body composition, injury prevention, boosting metabolism and much more, strength training is key. Inkster is a big fan of using resistance bands, because they can be used anywhere, including outside, in the gym or at home. If you're new to strength training, start with 3 20-minute resistant band sessions per week, said Inkster. We then need to make sure we have our recovery bases covered, which includes getting enough sleep and managing stress. Trying a yoga class, testing out a meditation app or creating a more calming bedtime routine would be some examples of managing stress, according to Inkster. Last but not least, we need to be engaging in regular cardiovascular exercise to boost heart health, endurance and energy levels, said Inkster. Make it fun. My favorites are jumping rope, swimming and rucking, hiking with a weighted pack. Inkster said improving health doesn't need to be complicated. Focusing on nutrition basics like eating a variety of fruits and vegetables, strength training regularly, finding a form of cardio you enjoy and rest and recover as best you can. Peak. Many people make resolutions but find it hard to keep up with changes they want to make. Is there a better way to go about changing habits or a lifestyle for the better? Goal or resolution setting is not necessarily the most effective way to achieve something big, said Inkster. Resolutions are usually based on outcomes, like losing 30 pounds or writing a book, which can seem too daunting to even try. When people try to work toward a lofty goal, they often start out working so hard and intensely that they give up within a few weeks, she added. Creating small habits is a more effective approach, said Inkster. Setting smaller goals, such as writing a page a day or walking 15 minutes per day sounds, and is, much more manageable. The problem is, committing to an abstract goal doesn't necessarily work for long-term changes, and is often overwhelming. Peak. What strategies do you use to maintain motivation to eat well and exercise? To stay consistent with exercise and nutrition goals, do not rely on motivation. It's fickle, some days we have it, some days we don't. Instead, Inkster suggested building habits, modifying the surrounding environment and making use of accountability. I have 4 regular strength training buddies, hold all my Zoom meetings while cycling on my bike desk, started a swim club to stay consistent with my own swim training, and do meal prep so I'm a step ahead of myself. Join the Peak's email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.